We're at Angel Fire, and we have one of our favorite people, Dr. Rita Louise, here. Rita, how are you?
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Okay. Now, you had...
Wait a minute. I'm Rita Louise from soulhealer.com.
Yeah, I got to do that, don't I? You're nice enough to let me plug my website, so I'll let you do it one more time.
That would be www.soulhealer.com.
Right. And you're all over the place on the internet with radio shows.
Well, I've been trying, Jerry. I just have been loving doing my show, Just Energy Radio, and the guests that I've had on, yourself included. Last week we had John Greenwald on. Stan Freeman wasn't on much before that. Daryl Sims, all your good friends. And it's fun. I just love it.
And many of these people you already knew, but you're probably meeting some new people here.
Well, actually, John and I have only ever corresponded via email. I had never spoken to him before, so that was really nice, just getting to have a voice to put with the name and actually meeting him this weekend.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I like to come to these things. Is you can put a face to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a nice face, as usual.
I try.
It doesn't look like you've been driving 17 hours.
It's the makeup, Jerry. Ooh, yeah. Wait.
You came up through a very scenic part of New Mexico.
It was gorgeous. I've never been this far north in New Mexico, so it was just nice. And then driving into this area is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And you're a psychic. Do you feel anything when you get up in this area? Ambiance or something?
You mean, do I feel the vibes and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean...
But you were pretty tired, so maybe not. Because you drove... I mean, I guess you were tired.
Well, I mean, there are parts where you could definitely feel the energy of, like, buffalo going across fields and Native Americans kind of standing on tops of areas. And, you know, I didn't really look energetically coming into this area because I was kind of tired and didn't think about it. But,
well, you know, you go to Jefferson City, Texas, or Jefferson, Texas. And one time we did a show there and you were... actually making contact with a lot of entities.
Right. Yeah.
Anybody from another dimension watching us right now or a ghost? You feel anybody?
Well, there's Daryl. He's from another dimension.
But I think he's real. I'm not sure.
Well, he's just in body right now.
We're talking about Daryl Sims, the alien half. He'll be on before we finish this little nonstop marathon.
Yeah, he just happened to be walking by as we were talking about aliens.
Now, we're going to do the tinfoil hat contest.
The Bitsy tinfoil hat
contest.
Yeah, you
got to name your dog, but your dog didn't come.
She didn't come. She's not very good in the car. She has to look at all the scenery everywhere, from one side of the car to the other side of the car. But she's a superstar, Jerry. Did you know that?
So we got in a little trouble. You know, some people just don't take fun.
What about the whole tinfoil hat thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, and, you know, we emailed back and forth
a
little bit.
I had a couple of people raised that came with me this time about it.
Well, I know, and one of the things that I was thinking, you know, I had Stan Freeman on Just Energy Radio.
Now, we have a picture of him signing your tinfoil hat.
Well, I have a lot of pictures of me in the tinfoil hat with people on my website. But what was interesting was we were talking about his new book, and... You know, I refer to us, so it was myself, him, and Catherine, I don't remember her last name.
Marsden.
Marsden, that's right. All talking, and I was referring to us.
I was trying to figure out which Kathleen then associated with Stanton.
Yeah. But we were talking, and I said, you know, but we're all alternatives. I said, you know, alternatives need to support each other. And so just because your area is UFOs and mine is more the psychic intuition ghost hunting stuff, it's like the alternatives are the ones that are going to more readily embrace the other groups. And so to sit there and go, oh, well, you know, you're wearing a tinfoil hat or you're a psychic or you're into ghost hunting and you're not serious about UFOs, but if you don't open the door to let people step in it, that are those people that could potentially become interested seriously in UFOs. It's not that they're making fun of it.
They're having fun.
Yeah, they're just
having
fun.
And as I've said many times, we do not only UFO shows and paranormal, but a lot of things. And it all works hand in hand. A lot of people that come for other things all of a sudden get attached to this stuff and start listening to it.
That's right. I mean, somebody that might be listening to a show initially listens to it because you're talking about ancient mysteries or you're talking about healing, and you have somebody come on the show that they happen to catch that just it just captivates their interest and it takes them into a new direction. I mean, that happens to people all the time.
Now, you've expanded your radio menu as far as a guest genre. I guess you have a lot of UFO people on there.
Well, I mean, I try to keep it pretty eclectic in what do we talk about. And so, you know, it goes anywhere from alternative health through UFOs, relationships, ancient mysteries. That's my new thing, Jerry. I really have been into the ancient mysteries
Well, topic. I find them very intriguing, that whole concept.
It's a mystery. Maybe yes, that's why
is.
I like it.
Yeah. And you've had several people on recently on your shows dealing with ancient mysteries.
That's right. And actually, next month I have Graham Hancock and Brad.
Having a senior moment.
Yeah, I am. I must still be tired.
But she's,
Brad
and,
Steiger.
And she's not that old, folks.
But I have Graham Hancock and Brad Steiger both coming on the same day, which would be October 15th.
Okay.
JustEnergyRadio.com.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you're picking up on how to get those plugs out.
I think about you, Jerry. It's like weed.
Now you're all of a for a little while. You weren't going as many places, or it didn't seem like you were. But it seems like I looked at your schedule. It seems like you got a lot of things planned here. You're going places like this now again.
Well, I wasn't really interested in doing a lot of traveling, and I was doing a lot of writing at the time, and I've kind of shifted gears to getting out. When everybody you know tells you you need to take it on the road, you know, eventually you have to listen to their advice. And so I've heeded what they've said, and I've been very welcome at a lot of places, and I'm going to be doing speaking, especially with Halloween coming up. There's a lot of ghost conferences coming up, and so I'm going to be talking about my new book, Dark Angels, and about ghost spirits and attached entities.
I'm glad you brought that book up. Let's talk about dark angels, and it gives me all kinds of images. What are we talking about there in that book?
Well, in that book, we talk about three major topics. We talk about ghosts and the different ways that ghosts can interact with us in our lives, the different kinds of hauntings that you can have. And I tell a lot of stories. I've had a lot of experience working with paranormal groups and my own personal experiences interacting with ghosts. And so I tell a lot of stories, and they're pretty fun. You know, they're not spooky. Actually, I was interviewed on a show last week, and they were concerned that my topic would be too dark, you know, like creepy dark. And they finally read the book and they loved it because it's presented in a way that isn't scary. You know, it's informative and fun, but you still get the message like, okay, maybe they're not so nice.
And you, when you communicate with these ghosts, you don't ever seem to show any fear. I've talked to you about several sessions you've done. Have you ever been...
Spooked?
Jesus, I gotta get out of here.
Well, it's interesting because I'm really a ghost chicken, and
okay.
So I don't.
Dr. Rita Louise, ghost chicken.
Well, and so I don't like going into places that are dark and spooky looking by myself. And if you could turn the lights on, that's A-okay. And people are like, well, isn't it better in the dark? And I go, I can see the ghosts just as well with the lights on versus the lights off. So, you know, if we can put the lights on, and then when I leave, you can turn them back off, that's good.
Well, I think a lot of that influence comes from pop culture movies, horror movies over the years.
Well, I mean, I grew up in a haunted house, and that really didn't help.
Yeah, we talked
anything.
About that at one time.
Yeah.
That's how you probably got interested in all this. That was up in New York someplace, Buffalo or someplace?
Kingston.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
close.
Yeah, well, not really, but...
Okay, not close. In the same
state. It's in
state.
The state,
yeah.
I mean, actually, not really, because I was a ghost chicken, and then I lived in a place that had been a funeral parlor. I just... when I went to school at Berkeley Psychic Institute, they had these house healing teams. But basically, it was the healing end of ghost hunting, because you'd go into a house and you would scan it for whatever happened to be in there, and then you would do a clearing. And so that kind of opened the door to have it not be as scary. Because we went in and we had the lights on everywhere, and and there were groups. I mean, one of the things that I've discovered in doing that is that when you're interacting with ghosts, ghosts are people too. You know, and they might be old and cranky and have an alcohol issue, which makes them even crankier, but they're people.
You mean they can't get a drink when they're in a
Yeah.
Ghost? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, they just want one more cigarette.
Yeah,
just, you know? Just one more drag.
You know, when we talk about your communication with these ghosts, and you mentioned you lived in a funeral parlor. I one time asked you about cemeteries. You said you didn't like to go there too much.
I mean, when I go into a location, especially a cemetery, there is so much going on that I just get overloaded. You know, it's kind of like the screen goes white and I don't pick up anything.
So, but the ghosts, they just stay in the cemetery? They don't go anyplace? So usually I always had the impression that they would go back to where they enjoyed being or whatever.
I don't know. I mean,
You talk to these people.
When I go to a cemetery, I mean, when you go to a cemetery, there's multiple things going on. There are the living people that are going there and mourning.
Okay.
And leaving their emotional energy.
I get your point.
There's the dead people. You know, yeah. There's the whatever. And so to be able to segregate out who's the ghost, who's the sad person, who's this, who's that.
Are we all destined to be a ghost?
No. Thank God. Actually, I had two different interviews, one with Suzanne Northrup and then one with John Holland, and they're both very well-known mediums. And Suzanne Northrup said that as a medium, she does not communicate with ghosts, which I thought was really bizarre. She goes, no, people that communicate with ghosts are more spirit rescuers, or she had a different title, that mediums communicate with people that have passed over. And I thought it was a little flaky, to be honest with you. And she's on my show tonight. Hi, Suzanne. I love you, though.
Yeah.
And so I had John Holland on, and I asked him the same question. You know, do you communicate with ghosts? And he said, no, I only communicate with people that have crossed over, which I thought was very fascinating.
So it's two different places, then.
Right.
Are there many places for the dead?
Well, I mean,
what's your hunch?
I mean, this is my hunch. I think that when we die, that the majority of people cross over into the light and, you know, go through the tunnel, whatever. You know, they do whatever you do when you're dead.
And you go wherever you go.
And then they have the option of coming to, as I like to say, they come and visit. You know, so mom might come and visit, or Aunt Sally, or the dog. You know, they can come and visit, and they can come and go as they like. But then there are some that actually never go through that transition, and they hang on to their life here on Earth because they want that other drink or whatever. And those are the ones that are the classic, if you're going to have a bad haunting, ghosts.
Now, a real mean SOB dies, and he wants to hang around. Is he dangerous?
He can be. I mean, when you see these shows, it's, you know, whenever there's a ghost, you're going to get scratched up. But the cases of people being hurt or victimized by ghosts really is so tiny that if you think you have a ghost in your house, I wouldn't worry about something bad happening. Because sometimes they can be kind of a friendly ghost.
Right. The poltergeist originally was, I guess, kidding around ghosts, but it's other things now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they've just redefined what it is.
Now, as far as, I've never heard of a ghost killing somebody, but maybe they scare the hell out of them. they jump out a window or something.
Right. I mean, but
and
I've...
they're on the 20th floor.
I mean, but I've heard of people being scratched.
Really?
A friend of mine sent me these pictures, and actually it was a woman that worked for me, Sandra, who I've known for a very long time, and I trust things that she would say. And I know her daughter, and her daughter had some kind of encounter happen where her boyfriend was scratched, and she was wearing a little necklace thing, like a little locket kind of necklace, and it got really hot and literally burnt her skin. The locket burnt her skin. And they sent me pictures, and if it came from anybody else, I would maybe go, but it came from somebody that I do trust, that they wouldn't just send me crap.
So there's a lot of things even you don't know about ghosts.
That's right.
Now, at these meetings, conventions, symposiums, whatever we want to call these things, what kind of things are you going to find at Dr. Rita Louise's exhibit?
Well, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm doing private consultation work with people that are here at the exhibit. So if they want to get a reading, a medical intuition evaluation, or just want somebody friendly and fun to talk to, they can come and get a session. I also am selling my books, Dark Angels, which we talked about, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, which we've talked about on an earlier interview, and my book, The Power Within.
And The Power Within sounds like...
It is a book to help somebody develop their psychic abilities using healing as the modality.
I've always heard we all have them, do we?
We do. We all have psychic abilities. It's just that most people aren't aware
of when they're... It's not just me figuring by experience something's going to happen. I mean, you think there's more to it than that.
I think everybody has psychic moments, and we just don't make the connection between... If I have this thought, and then this happens, that when I had the thought, I was having a psychic moment. You know, and so people will just invent, well, they'll just go, oh, well, that was weird. Well, that was weird. But if you stop and say, well, wait a minute, I was having a psychic moment, then it doesn't take too long before you can be psychic.
Okay. what's the future hold for you? You're going to continue your broadcast. You've been doing that a long time.
3.5 years, Jerry. 3.5 years. And all the archives are available on www.justenergyradio.com. See, Jerry, I'm so learning from you.
Yeah. You caught on good, kid.
I mean, I'm keeping doing that. I've started a new book, which I really don't want to talk about yet.
I know. I was trying to get a little hint about that, but I understand.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what it's about yet.
Aha.
The
next book, folks, that Dr. Rita Louise has, remember, she didn't know what she was writing about. Are we talking about heavenly writing or spiritual writing here? You just sit down and things come to you?
Well, thank God, no.
Yeah.
Well, the book started out, my original concept, I will tell you this, the original concept of the book was to talk about the science of the paranormal. And to tie what they understand in science, quantum physics, you know, whatever theories into psychic abilities, ghosts, you know, parallel universes, whatever. Mm-hmm. That was the original thought of the book. And it has gone somewhere completely different. And I'm just not sure where it's going to end up.
Well, you know, actually... A lot of people start writing, and it turns out one thing leads to another. I do that even with radio shows sometimes. You know, I get somebody that I think I'm going to talk about this, and then I find out they do something else, and we talk about that. So I guess you're not following me, are you?
No, yeah. I am following you. Yeah. I just am like, okay, how do I respond to that?
Well, you don't, but you can respond about this. You're living for the next 3 days in a... old hotel, but it's nice.
It's actually very nice.
And it's a high point in New Mexico, 10,000 feet. And it's supposed to be haunted.
Really?
Have you been upstairs yet? Have they got a, well, they used to have a bordello. It's supposed to be really haunted up there.
Shh. Don't tell me anything. Word? Well, no, I don't want to hear any more details.
Oh, okay.
Because that just contaminates it.
Well, okay. I'll take your word for it. So you didn't notice anything yet, but
well,
you were so tired.
Well, I mean, for me, when I work, it's like I have to, you know, and I like to say, and no, you cannot buy these in Walmart. I like to put my psychic glasses on. I mean, because I am a regular person, and I choose not to be bombarded with
energy.
So you
can shut this stuff out.
I can totally shut it off.
Do you see auras or anything?
I can, but I choose to turn it off. Now, Jerry, think about this. If I'm seeing my aura in the mirror and I'm trying to get dressed, how would I know if I'm clashing with myself?
So you can shut it on and off.
Yeah, I can shut it all off. Thank God.
So you probably can detect when a guy's lying to you or something?
Yeah, very much so. You know, it used to make me laugh when my kids would try to lie to me. And it's like, hello, lying to a psychic? Doesn't make any sense.
I was up there last night. You were tired, but you were still visiting everybody. You're out on that little patio and visiting it with everyone.
I was just happy.
You had a lot of energy.
Well, I tried.
I guess that's why you call it just energy.
That's
you sell
right.
something that gives you that? Is it in a bottle or something?
I wish. Well, you know, I run hard, I play hard,
okay.
I crash hard.
Now, I want to, we cannot get away from this show without talking about soul healing and all of that. Because the first time I talked to you, you were on every television station down in the Dallas-Fort Worth market doing some, I think, alternative medicine. They were
I was doing energy medicine and medical intuition work.
Mm-hmm. And you still do that.
I mean, that is, you know, my main, you know how people have their day job? That's my day job. I write and do this other stuff as part of my day job, too.
I mean, there's all kinds of terms to this, and you're going to have to straighten me out on a lot of that. And somebody was talking to me about psychic surgery.
I do that, too.
I figured you probably did. That's the reason I brought it up. How does that work?
Okay, so under the idea, and I'm going to say of energy medicine.
You don't cut on anybody, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, so under the idea of energy medicine, when you are doing things energetically, it's all about intention. And so I don't know how familiar your listeners are with something like Reiki, you know, but the person just puts their hands on different areas of their body and sends energy in, you know, and that's pretty much the principle of it. And so when I'm doing work, I don't like using the psychic surgery work because sometimes you can get in a little trouble because you're saying surgery. You know, so I shy away from that term.
Well, the medical profession does look out.
Well, yeah, so I shy away from that word. But since it's, you know, me and you talking, you know, I'll talk about it in that way. But when I'm doing psychic surgery on somebody, I use my intention and my visualization to go in. And so as an example, I'm going to use Wayne. So my husband would get migraines. And, oh, this is funny, Jerry. You'll love this story. And so first, because he's like mainstream medical. And so we're together. He's getting these migraines. I'm going, well, do you want me to work on you? And he goes, I took some aspirin. I'm like, So after a while of me asking, well, do you want me to work on you? He's like, okay, fine. And so in my mind's eye, and I adjusted his back, I adjusted his neck,
And you never touched him?
I never touched him. I went in, there was some inflammation inside his skull that I calmed down, I adjusted his cranial bones, I went in and cleaned out his liver, I cleaned out the bile ducts that connect the liver to the gallbladder and that whole system there, you know, and I just like did this stuff, manipulated things in his body. So
wow.
After about 10 or 15 minutes of doing this, I stopped and looked at him, and I said, so how do you feel? And he kind of moved his neck around, and he goes, well, I still hurt. He goes, but the headache's gone. And he had this look of confusion on his face because he couldn't figure out how me waving my hands around and yawning could possibly make his head not hurt. And then he goes, placebo effect. But after a number of times working on him where the headache would be gone, or sometimes he'll get reflux at night, especially if he has like chili and it's 8 o'clock and he's going to bed soon kind of thing. And I'll just calm down that stomach muscle and
he'll
sleep
better
fine.
Than Pepto-Bismol.
Sometimes.
Now, I want to talk to you about people listening and what can Dr. Rita Louise do for them? In other words, who should be contacting you? Can you do this by long distance? Can they call you on the phone or by the computer? Or you have to see everybody or what?
No, I mean, the majority of my clients do not live in the Dallas area. They live around the country, around the world. Most of the clients that I work with, obviously in the United States, I talk to over the phone. I have some clients that are international that we communicate via Skype. And so sometimes we'll actually get like the Skype-to-Skype picture, but a lot of times it's just voice via Skype. I've done sessions with people by
Does
email.
Does it help you if you have the video?
No, not really, but it makes them feel
makes
better.
Makes them feel a lot better, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you do television shows and you interview somebody, a lot of times they're astounded that if it's a remote, they don't see the host, but they hear him on their headset. You know, and they just never really get used to that. But it's expectation, I guess. Mm-hmm. So basically, anybody, anywhere can contact you through your website.
Correct. Soulhealer.com.
Yeah, yeah. You're letting me down here. And you can help them. If they have what kind of problems?
I mean, it goes from you're having a relationship issue, a health issue, issues at work, issues in your own life. I'm a one-stop shop. Even if you think you have issues with ghosts or attached entities in your life, or you have, you know, I even have people that call because they have an aging parent that they're concerned about. They have a young child that they're concerned about. And so I don't even necessarily, I mean, sometimes there's boundary issues, have issues talking about a third party. If the person, you know, especially if it's an aging parent, a young child, where the caregiver needs information as to how to deal with a situation.
So you're saying there's certain ways that people can be, like an aging person who has Alzheimer's is probably out. That's probably too far. Or can you help somebody there?
But sometimes, like I had one client whose father had Alzheimer's, but he was still living in the home.
Okay.
And so there were a lot of questions about should they move him into a retirement facility that dealt with Alzheimer's stuff? How's her mom going to deal with it? You know, and those kind of issues, life issues, that people need some guidance as to what's the best
step. So someone that has these problems, what I'm getting at, talking to a stranger, talking to Dr. Rita Louise, actually might be a good way to do it, to work these things out.
Yes, very much so. I mean, because they're looked
and
at.
And you're
from,
open to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's part of your job.
That's
part
what
of
I
your
do.
Day job.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. You got anything you want to plug or you got anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm pretty good
you
right now.
You seem very content these days.
Well, you know, I got married. Again, in February.
I didn't know quite what to say about that because, you know, I've been married a couple of times, but you don't mind mentioning it. How's it working out?
It is great.
Okay.
It is great. You know, my husband, Wayne, I love him.
Is this the musician?
It's the musician. That's correct.
Okay. I just have to keep up with your wife here.
And, you know, we joke around because we'll go and sit in the garage and talk, and we have garage time because you go in and you talk for 10 minutes. Jerry, and I'm telling you, it is only 10 minutes. And you go out of the garage, and an hour and a half has gone by. We have garage time. I don't understand. It's a time warp in our house.
And you don't, do you remember what you talked for an hour and a half, or you think you talked for 10 minutes?
Well, we only talked for 10 minutes, I'm telling you.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm reading it. But anyway, I think we'll leave it alone. So you're happy.
I'm very happy.
And I'm happy when Dr. Rita's happy. And you look good.
Thanks.
And you sound good, and your shows are on just about every time I turn someplace. I was doing an interview, a guest shot, and listened to it on the computer ahead of time to see what kind of show, and there you were. And I thought, well, I have the wrong internet network here. But I didn't. You're just everywhere, and you're adding more people.
Well, actually, I might be doing a show on Fate Radio as well.
Yeah, Phyllis Galdi's doing that, huh?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know all the details yet, you know, but a very good friend of mine, Brian, and his wife, Anna Maria, have a show called Ghostology, and they're sweethearts. Not as sweet as you, but they're sweethearts. And I was talking with him and was asking about the network because it seemed like they were adding more people onto the network, and I was like, well, you know, might be yet another place for me. And he was like, oh, you'd be interested in coming on? And so, that was yesterday. So that's why I don't have the details yet.
The details coming soon.
That's right.
And we'll keep everybody posted. Rita, it's always a pleasure having you on.
Well, Jerry, you know I always love spending time with you. You know, I have to tell you something. Wayne listens to my show every week. And so when I had you on and we were talking about whatever we were talking about, he loved the show, and he told me that I needed to have you back on, you know, because he was like, you guys, you just like bounce off each other and
right.
just have such a good time.
It's we got that magic.
That's right.
And we did some fun shows in Roswell one year.
That's right.
And a very noisy restaurant, but it was great.
It was really good.
Yeah. I've enjoyed it, Rita. Dr. Rita Louise. We're dealing with some of the people here at the Paranormal Symposium, and we are at Angel Fire Resort, and we have another interesting guest coming right up. If you are a UFO show buff, can't get enough UFO programming, we suggest you go to our UFOshowstogo.com website regularly. Bookmark us. We put all of our UFO programming there as a link. It's easy to find. Simply go to UFOshowstogo.com. It's available as a podcast, MP3, or Windows Media downloads. Either way, listen or download. We do our best to give you the latest in UFO news.